Dozens of mourners wailed openly as they viewed the bodies of the victims at Ye Civil Hospital mortuary yesterday. One of the survivors of the attack, who prefers to be identified only as John for safety, says the travelers were attacked by armed men in Payawa village of Ye River County on Wednesday evening.
Some unknown armed men jumped on the road and stopped us at gunpoint, and they dragged us into the bush and took all our bags, our money, and they took our phones, and they ordered us to sit down, and immediately shot us, and five of us were shot dead on spot, and they shot me on my shoulders, and I fell down. They thought I was dead and left the scene and went into the bush.
Dr. Joseph Malis, medical director of Ye Civil Hospital, confirms the deceased died from gunshot wounds. Malis says the two injured victims have fractured hands but are responding well to treatment.
Medically, they are currently stable. We are just treating their wounds. We are looking forward after stability if they can be taken to theater so that we can see how we can proceed with the treatment. Looking forward on how they will recover in the nearest future.
Ye River County Commissioner Egri Cyrus Kanyikwa accuses National Salvation Front rebels of carrying out the attack. Cyrus says over the past several weeks, NAS rebels have stepped up their attacks on civilians in and around Ye town.
Yesterday was the worst scenario, where civilians were gathered and randomly shot at, killing some five people and wounding two. I take this moment to announce my dismay and my condemnation to these acts of evil. This act of terror inflicted on innocent civilians is unwanted, and these cases need to be investigated as crimes against humanity as well as war crimes. I call all those waging war to refrain from attacking civilians and seek for peace. The National Salvation Front to take full responsibility to account for deaths of innocent civilians.
NAS spokesman Suba Samuel Manas denies his group attacked and killed civilians along the Yeikaya Road.
I have not had any reports from our forces on the ground on any incident that has happened, so I cannot justify what has happened there. Several times we have heard an accusation that has all come present. What is the difference that this is not being part of all these baseless accusations? Position of hostilities means protection of civilians and their property.
Archbishop Elias Taban of the Evangelical Presbyterian Church in South Sudan condemned the repeated violations of the cessation of hostilities agreement in the Greater Ye area. Archbishop Taban is calling on the international community, the South Sudan government, and holdout groups to fully recommit to peaceful dialogue to end the suffering of civilians.
There were gunshots just close to the town, around Lotaya and around 2 miles. It is a situation that we can't really tell. All these ceasefire agreements, since the beginning of these talks, I have never experienced any ceasefire. It seems like those talks are just ended up in those cities where they are talked, on the papers they have signed, but on the ground we are equal, still suffering as if nothing has been done.
As Bishop Taban called on President Kiir, First Vice President Riek Machar, Central Equatorial Governor, and the international community to pay attention to the situation in Ye, noting civilians have borne the brunt of the conflict in the area. No one has been arrested in connection with Wednesday's ambush. For VOA News, I am Daniel Friday Martin in Ye.